semi-final, where you want to be. What's with Warwickshire? They'll not be easy. We know what sort of a team they are. We saw them in Dungannon earlier in the season.
Oh no, it'll be a very tough game. Like, Warwickshire won the league, so as you say, and we were beaten well in Dungannon by Warwickshire in the first round of the league, so we know what to expect, and I'm sure they've improved from that, so it'll definitely be a tough game. But you know, we are where we want to be. We're in the semi-final, we're one step away from Croke Park, so we have to go out there and give it our best.
You had to step it up because things didn't go the way you wanted them to in Killyclare. It was a wee bit flat that day out against Donegal, but you know, the boys give you a performance there today.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we knew that, but we had to step it up from where we were in Killyclare against Donegal. Although Donegal, in fairness, were a very good side and played some very good hurling. You know, so you only can play maybe as well as the opposition lets you sometimes. But today, we knew we had to get out and get out of the blocks early and get scores on the board and set the tempo for the game. And we'd done that. And, you know, it meant that, you know, in the second half, we could use a few subs and bring a few guys on and give them a run out. It was good.
You took Damien off there, Damien Casey off, as a precaution, maybe more than a danger of injury, but he may be a bit of a doubt for the final with that knee injury.
He got a bit of a knock on the knee. I don't know how serious it is, whether it was with a hurl or with a body challenge, but, you know, it was more a precaution. You know, if it had been a different, you know, if the game had been closer, possibly he mightn't have come off. But so, more precaution and to give him a rest, really. And the same with a couple of the other lads, was really to just stay in the middle of the field. He was feeling his back a bit, so, you know, we pulled him out of it as well. So, you know, the thing about it is, we have good lads on the line, and I said it to the lads, so you have good subs to come in, and that's a really good thing to have, guys that you bring in that can do a job for you. So I wasn't really worried. The guys that were coming in were always going to be, you know, be able to do a very good job, and they've done that in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's developing all the time in Tyrone, the strength of your bench, and four or five boys come in every game and do a good job for you, as you say.
Yeah, that's exactly it, and that's what we're trying to do, is build a squad that we have, you know, great talent sitting on the bench, guys that can come in and can do a job. And, you know, maybe years gone by that wasn't the case. You were depending solely on the 15 maybe that was in the field, but the lads come in there, some of them lads would be maybe starting on other days, and just the way it's been in training and how we were going, those lads maybe just didn't get a place today, but when they come in, they done very, very well.
225, a big score to rack up, but you can see that 214, you might be a wee bit worried about that.
Yeah, we've been disappointed that we conceded, you know, a few scores in the second half there, maybe a bit cheaply, but then again, sometimes it's hard when you know, you're so far in front, you know, so sometimes lads do switch off a bit and it's hard to keep it going for 70 minutes. Yes, we've been disappointed maybe in some of the scores they got in the second half, but look, we wanted to get a win here today, we got a win and we're in the semi-final where we want to be.
And it's a very fast turnaround, I think, just a week until the next game.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. We're out again next Saturday, which is only 7 days, you know what I mean? So we have much recovery time, so it's important that we get some, you know, recuperation done this week. We'll do very little. We'll train Tuesday, Thursday, but it'll not be intensive.